All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Portland City Council. This is the Wednesday, June 5th, 2019 morning session of the Portland City Council. Good morning, Carla. Could you please call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Morning, Carla.
Here.
Here.
Here. And now we'll turn it over to legal counsel. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Thank you. Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. If it does not, you may be ruled out of order. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you're in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Please remain seated in council chambers unless entering or exiting. If you are filming the proceedings, please do not use bright lights or disrupt the meeting. Disruptive conduct such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you very much. First up is communications, Carla.
Item 514, request of Robert Patterson to address the council regarding homelessness.
Is Mr. Patterson here today? I do not see him. Perhaps he'll come in before the end of communications. Next individual, please.
Item 515, a request of Nicholas Caleb to address council regarding fossil fuel infrastructure.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning, Council members and Mayor Wheeler. My name is Nicholas Caleb. I'm the staff attorney for the Center for Sustainable Economy, a nonprofit organization and think and do tank. We work primarily on climate issues in Portland, Oregon, and the United States more broadly. So, over the last 6 months, the conversation around climate action has shifted because of two occurrences. First, a new report from the International Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, gives us until 2030 to complete a massive carbon drawdown to keep warming below 1.5 degrees Celsius. In essence, we're in a climate emergency and we've got a clock that we need to follow. Second, and partially in response to the IPCC report, climate advocates have been successfully raising the popularity of extremely ambitious economic, social, and environmental proposals that have emerged under the label of Green New Deal. As Naomi Klein puts it, we are left with a stark choice. Allow climate disruption to change everything about our world, or change pretty much everything about our economy to avoid the fate. Today, we are encouraging you to be bold and take risks to create the possibility for a future worth living in. First, be bold in taking on tar sands and crude oil exports. This council is well versed in the risks of expanding fossil fuel infrastructure and has taken action in the past to prevent it. You must act boldly again. June 3rd was the 3-year anniversary of the oil train derailment in Mosier, Oregon. The same year, in 2016, City Council took numerous actions to oppose fossil fuels, including passing a resolution supporting the actions of the Standing Rock Sioux to blockade the Keystone XL pipeline, which would threaten their treaty resources, ancestral lands, natural resources, and sacred sites with tar sands oil. We must renew this commitment to all communities on the front lines of the resistance to the fossil fuel industry by stopping this project and any more like it. We need you to be disobedient alongside us in support of the climate movement when faced with the machinery that is fueling the collapse. And there's some folks in the audience, I think, who have been arrested at the Zenith facility recently, putting their bodies on the line for that. We must have a public hearing on the Zenith expansion and the threat of crude oil in Portland. We need the fossil fuel terminal zoning amendments reinstated, and we require bold city action that forecloses on any fossil fuel industry plans to turn Portland into a tar sands and crude oil export hub. Fossil fuels pose inherent risks from spills, leaks, explosions, and derailments, and we must move quickly towards safer alternatives. 2 years ago, the city passed its 100% renewable energy resolution, and an update on progress, I think, was due 3 days ago. I'm not sure what the progress is on that. It's time to, essentially, the resolution, as we read it, puts an end on the life of the fossil fuel industry in Portland. It puts a time that we can actually stop that. We should be ahead of 2050, but there's a time for us there. So the second bold step that we're asking from council today is to actually create a plan for a managed decline of fossil fuel infrastructure in Portland, to make that a community-wide plan that involves people from everywhere so that we can talk about what we want to do with formerly industrial fossil fuel lands and how we can return those to public in the future. I'm out of time, but we very much look forward to working with you on this in the future.
So, Nick, if I could just quickly respond and agree. Number one, I want to be crystal clear. As the mayor of this city, I do not support and will continue to oppose any expansion of oil trains going through our community. And you identified one of the situations in Mosier. There was also the derailment in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and there was the catastrophic derailment in Quebec, Canada. And my recollection is that that burned down about half of the community and it killed 46 people. That is a much more sparsely populated area than the city of Portland. Oil trains are currently going through very densely populated parts of our community, and we cannot allow this kind of activity to continue to expand in our community. I'm also, by the way, concerned about the Columbia River Gorge. My immediate concern is health, safety, and the environment within city limits. But I'm also concerned about the environmental area through which these oil trains must go. I want to let you know what I've done. I have brought together all of our city bureaus, agencies, including Metro, including DEQ, and others from around the region who have a potential role to play in helping us limit this risk. And I've also met with a group of environmentalists, and I appreciated your willingness to participate in that conversation as well. And the goal of the conversations has been basically this. We obviously do not control the railroads. Nobody here has any authority whatsoever over railroads. That is clearly the federal government's purview. But the problem that most people see is these dangerous oil trains coming with increasing frequency through the community. So the question is, given our infrastructure that we do control here at the local level and the permits that we issue at the local level and the oversight that we provide at the local level, what are the actual tools that we have at our disposal to help address this question? So you have asked for a meeting, and others have asked for a meeting, and I have asked for a meeting. And so we will have a public work session where we will invite people with different perspectives to come to the table in a public setting and put all the ideas on the table and give us the opportunity to discuss what our options are. And that, by the way, includes requirements and regulations on the actual crude oil material that's coming into our community. You've also asked today for a community-based plan, and I would encourage you at that work session to make that desire known. I would personally support it. This is really ultimately about the community, and there are trade-offs to be made here, and it should be done with the blessing of this community. But the first step and the first imperative for me as the mayor of this city is to vociferously fight the expansion of oil trains coming through our community. It is a public health, a public safety, and an environmental hazard, and that has been proven beyond any doubt. And I thank you for being here. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to ask if there were, how many other items were on your list before your time ran out?
It was mostly rhetorical. I was gonna give you the hoorah encouragement.
Okay. Is this your testimony here?
Someone else's.
I haven't sent it in, but I'm happy to copy it over and send it to you.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to appreciate both the mayor's leadership and really trying to help us get ahead of this, because as he has said, none of us want the kind of devastation that comes with having oil train derailments and explosions. And so I look forward to us continuing to work on this as a city so that we can continue to be the model we want to be.
Thanks.
Nick, you're meeting with Amy later today, is that correct?
That's right.
My team? Great, good. I'll look forward to hearing the results.
And then I would also say just we're really thankful for the words that we're hearing today, and you know, we're prone to showing up and continuing to make our presence known, but we are excited to see the progress and are also working on new creative approaches where the city can intervene. So happy
Excellent.
To share those.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for Thank sharing you. Your thoughts.
I just want to give a little plug for the Sunrise PDX Petapalooza Climate Ride this Sunday. See you there.
What time and where?
Oh, okay.
For
what time?
Who are
well,
might
it begins
want to show
at Southwest Park Avenue and Southwest Montgomery Street, and it starts at 11 a.m. and it ends at the Zenith property.
Very good.
It'll be fun. There'll be music and probably some food and other fun things. And there's also, I don't have the date in front of me, I think it might be June 18th. The Sunrise Movement and PDX is actually having a forum on the Green New Deal, and they'll have a range of speakers from, I think, Merkley and Blumenauer to some community activists who are going to be speaking around Green New Deal and a vision for the community. And that would be also a great event for folks to show up to.
Excellent. Thank you.
Sure.
Appreciate it.